Week 2, Tuesday. Matins, Second Nocturne. Recall the wondrous deeds the Master has done. Psalm 105, Part 1. Show your gratitude to Yahweh. Call on His name and reveal among the peoples what He has done. Sing to Him, sing Him psalms, and tell of all His wondrous deeds. Take pride in His holy name, and have everyone who looks to Yahweh shout with joy. Yes, look to Yahweh and His strength. Search out His face forever. Recall the marvelous deeds He has performed, His miracles, and what His mouth has pronounced. Do this, descendants of His slave Abraham, and chosen children of Jacob. Because He, Yahweh, is our God, but His decisions affect the whole earth. And He remembers His treaty forever, that promise He made for 1,000 generations to Abraham, and the oath He took to Isaac, and ratified to Jacob as a law, and gave to Israel as an eternal treaty. I will give the land of Canaan to you, and assign it as your inheritance. He did this even when there were not many of them, in fact very few, and they were aliens there. And when they wandered from one nation to another, from one kingdom to a different people, He did not let anyone harm them, and threatened even kings for their sakes, saying, Do not touch those I have anointed, and do no harm to my prophets. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Recall the wondrous deeds the Master has done. The Master fights for those in His favor. Part 2. And then He called for a famine in the land, and He destroyed all their sources of bread. And He sent a man in front of them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They chafed his legs with fetters and kept him bound in chains. And until the time God's prophecy was to be fulfilled, Yahweh's word was a harsh test. But then the king sent for him and had him released. The head of that country set him free and made him master of his household, in control of all he owned, so that he can constrain his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel came to Egypt too, and Jacob made his home in the land of Ham. He multiplied his people enormously and made them stronger than their enemies and turned their hearts to hatred of his people, and so they cheated his slaves. But then he sent his slave Moses with Aaron, whom he had chosen, and they did wonders among them. They performed miracles in the land of Ham. He ordered darkness sent, and it grew dark. But in spite of this, they rebelled against what he said. He turned their water into blood and killed their fish. Their land filled up with frogs that even invaded the chambers of their kings. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master fights for those in His favor. The Master remembers His holy promise and His slave Abraham. Part 3. He spoke, and swarms of flies appeared, and lice filled the region. He gave them hail instead of rain, fire falling upon the land. He even battered their vines and figs, and splintered all the trees throughout the area. Again He spoke, and locusts appeared, innumerable locust larvae, which ate up every green thing in the land and devoured the country's harvest. And then He destroyed all the firstborn in the land, the peak of all their strength. Finally He brought them out with silver and gold, with not a feeble man among His tribes. And Egypt was relieved when they had gone, because fear of Israel had taken hold of them. He spread out a cloud to cover them, with fire to light them through the night. And when the people asked, He brought them quail, and filled them with the bread from heaven. He opened up a rock, and water gushed from it, and ran into the desert like a river, because He remembered His holy promise and His slave Abraham. He brought out His delighted people, and sent joy upon His chosen, and He gave them the lands the Gentiles owned, letting them inherit the labor of other nations, so that they would observe His rules and keep His laws. Hallelujah! Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master remembers His holy promise and His slave Abraham. Listen, my people, to my teaching. pay attention to the words I say.